Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I've just tweeted it, dear listener, at Ian Lee, if you want to go and have a look at that. It was excellent. Let's go to Alec. Good evening, Alec.
Hello there, Ian.
Hello there, Alec. What can we do for you on Friday?
Yeah. Well, I was listening to CJ's story.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And it's something that happened to me. I've spoken to Catherine about a different thing. Oh. I was the chap that phoned in about a ghost story.
Oh, I remember, yeah. Oh. I remember the little handprints.
That's right. Yeah,
is that like The Little Prince?
Yeah.
Where he's on the story. It's a great film with David Niven and a little prince, and he kind of crash lands in the desert. Have you seen that film?
No.
I've read
the book.
Oh, the film with David Niven is great. Let's all go and watch that. So it's different prince.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a different story.
Can I just say, by the way, the person who's an idiot and tweets all the time, tweets rubbish, just tweeted, what about Carlton? Weren't you listening, dumbass? Yes, Alec, carry on. I'm sorry. You've got my full attention now. Go on.
Yes. What happened to CJ happened to me.
You got sacked from Eggheads?
No. No.
Oh, sorry.
No. I got accused of a murder.
Oh, blimey, mate.
It ruined my life completely. I've spoken about this on the BBC. I don't know whether you ever...
No.
You used to work for Three Counties.
Yeah.
I had a half-hour sort of interview. I went...
With Nick Coffer?
No.
Thank God for that.
With JVS.
Okay. Well, you got 3 minutes here, so you got condensed. So what happened, man?
I got accused of a murder. It was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just in the area at the time. I just happened to be in the wrong place.
So who accused you?
The police.
And what evidence did they have?
None whatsoever.
Right. Wow.
And I was cleared 20 years later because of advances in DNA.
Mate.
They'd got the DNA of this person.
Yeah.
Well, I gave my DNA 20 years later.
Did you go... You didn't go to prison, did you?
No.
Okay, all right.
I never even got charged. I got taken in. I got my house searched twice. They did a lot of damage to my house.
I bet.
I never got... any compensation. I put in for compensation and never ever got anything.
And you had, I guess, if they didn't, you weren't cleared until 20 years later, you had this cloud of suspicion. There's no smoke without fire. We all know that. You had this cloud of suspicion hanging over you for 20 years.
Ian, my parents wouldn't speak to me.
No, Alec.
Because for 10 years, because the police... convince my mum that I was something to do with it.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, that's the God honest truth. I mean, and by the time I went up there and eventually made up, they were just old people. You know, but it is a true story, Ian.
Oh, I believe it. Did they make up? Did they live to see you being vindicated?
No, they didn't.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
But the murder was of a nurse in Radnage in 1995.
Right.
You know, and I just happened to be in Radnage that night. looking at a house, believe it or not, for
yeah.
the trial. But
did they catch the scumbag that did it?
No, they never ever caught the person that did it.
Really?
No.
But they were able to conclusively prove, what was it, blood, saliva, fingerprints, that it wasn't...
You see, in 1995, DNA was not...
No, it was...
It is what it is now.
No, it was very hit and miss, yeah.
Yeah, and it was exactly 20 years later that I saw in the Bucks Free Press that they'd got DNA of the person, of the murderer.
Yeah.
I knew they'd come, and they did. Two officers appeared here. I wouldn't let them in the house, and I wouldn't sit in their car. We had to do it on the street, you know, this DNA
yeah.
thing. So I gave them my DNA, and never, ever heard anything. Never got no apology.
Oh, hang on. So did they not come back and say, we can... conclusively say it wasn't you? Thanks for your time.
No, I never heard anything, Ian.
Wow.
Not anything. But they ruined my life. Do you know, I didn't get a job.
Yeah.
Simply because they went to a company that I worked for, and every time I filled in a CV, they'd go to that company, and the company would tell the people that I'd applied a job for that they were around... There, they were asking all my friends what I was like and what have you.
And all they had was that you were nearby when it happened.
That's right. That's wow. all it was, Ian.
And that's terrifying, because that could happen to any of us. Who knows what's going on around the corner?
Yeah.
So when did it end? 2015? For you?
Yeah, that's when they came back. To right. Exactly 20 years. Yeah. Almost, believe it or not, to the month, you know, when they got this new DNA. They took the DNA, and I said I wanted an apology, but, you know, they never, ever come back.
These big organisations, and police, BBC, and it's apparently saying sorry. Well, the thing is, once they say sorry, it leaves them open to litigation, doesn't it? That's the problem with these, with everybody. You say sorry, that there's a fault on their, and you can sue the ass off them.
Yeah. But, you know, the damage they did to the house...
What did they do? Go on.
They opened... I'm a photographer.
Mm.
So all the photographic paper, it was all factory sealed and says, do not expose.
They
opened every single box to the light and just left it there. And it's something that I could replace, but it was over 300 quid's worth of damage.
Yeah, of course, and there's no way you can claim that back, is there? You sort of suck it up.
I did put a form in, but they said they lost all the paperwork and they couldn't do it. You know, the thing is, I don't trust the police anymore.
Oh, I bet you don't, and you have excellent reason not to.
They're scumbags. They ruined my life completely. Yeah.
Was there any light in those 20 years? Was there any, you know, moments of joy and happiness?
What do you mean, Ian?
Well, was it 20 years of complete misery?
Yes, it was. And it's still misery now, because a lot of friends still haven't spoken to me ever since that happened. You know, and my girlfriend at the time, I mean, she's the one I got now. She never believed it for one minute. She knows I wouldn't. I've never burgled anybody's house, and I've never hurt anybody. And that's the God's honest truth.
That's interesting. So she stayed with you for the whole thing?
Of course she did. She knew that.
Good for her.
Yeah. I swore to her on my children's life that
Well, hang on. There's children. Have your children reacted over the 20 years?
I don't know whether it's anything doing, but I don't speak to them anymore.
Right.
They don't speak to me. I've got grandchildren that I've never ever seen for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, and they only live sort of 5 miles.
How did the police work such a good number on your parents?
I don't know. They spoke to her and they said, we need to know where he lives, because they said I was elusive, which was a lie. You know, I wasn't elusive. I was registered with the council where I lived and everything.
Yeah.
And my mum says, I don't want you up here anymore, Alec. You're nothing but trouble. You know.
Had you been, let me ask you a personal question. Had you been trouble before that? Obviously, you didn't do a murder, but had you been like a bit of a bad boy?
The only trouble I was, when I was 11, I used to sneak out at night and steal these nasty animal traps and throw them in the village pond. That's all the only trouble I ever got into.
Yeah, yeah. So you weren't, you never got pulled up by the police, you know, for drugs or carrying weapons or...
No, never, ever done drugs. I've never burgled anything. I've never done anything. I mean, at the time, usually they have their file in front of you when they're interviewed because they got pulled in, pulled into Tame Police Station. And, of course, they never had anything.
No.
The only thing I did was when I was 11, I used to steal these, they're called gin traps.
Yeah.
I used to steal them because, I mean, I've always been into sort of animal welfare, even then.
Yeah.
And I used to throw them in the village pond. And I got caught by the police. And, I did throw the policeman's bike. I nicked his bike and threw it in the duck pond because he got me in a lot of trouble. But
here we go. This guy's a wrong'un. Assaulting police officers' bikes.
Yeah, I was 11 then. Ever since.
Alec, on behalf of, you know, people of Britain, I apologise for your awful treatment. That's outrageous.
Yeah.
And shameful. And we should all hang our heads in shame that an innocent person can have their family turned against them and their life ruined. I'm genuinely really sorry, man.
CJ, if you're listening, I can sympathise with your story. Yeah. I know what you're going through. So, very sad story.
Hey, nice one, Alec, man. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. That's incredible. And I hope things work out at some point and you find happiness.
They're working out now. You move on.
Yeah.
The people that are there now are the people that matter to me, in my life.
No, your partner sounds amazing. So
she is.
Well done for finding her. Hey, thanks for sharing that, Alec. That's incredible. I appreciate
your
time.
Thank you so much, Ian. And you, Catherine.
Thanks.
Thank you. Wow. I mean,
and that was pretty recent. That used to happen a lot back in the day.
Yeah. 20 years having that hanging over you. But and
imagine waiting for a knock on the door like that.
Done.
Yeah.
His parents died thinking he'd done it.
Heartbreaking.
What a show tonight, man. CJ was a brilliant opening guest. And we're still getting comments on Twitter about that. It'll be a podcast Monday evening. And it's one that if you've just tuned in, first hour was incredible. Get the podcast on Monday. But off the back of that, we've had, independently of that as well, we've had some cracking calls tonight. We got Bertie, we got Alan, we got another 15 minutes or so before Killer Kellner comes in. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on air and off the leash on Talk Radio.
The phones have suddenly got very, very busy. So let's go through these. Let's go to Bertie first. Good evening, Bertie.
Hello. Can we change class and have Emma be loaded at arch in my phone she's so intelligent and was really, really funny. I think she'd be good on the airwaves. Let's get rid of Kath.
Okay, why are you putting on a fake voice? I'm hung up. Are you putting on, what was that? Did you understand any of that?
I understood it was from a ball bag.
I didn't understand. Was there a phone number for that?
No, it was on a payphone.
They weren't on a payphone. They were on a payphone.
A payphone? When's the last time you saw a bloody payphone? Unless it's in some sort of institution.
I didn't understand what they were saying. I couldn't hear. Call back again and try it again because I couldn't understand what you were saying. Let's go to. But thanks for the call. It certainly filled 22 seconds. Let's go to Alan. Good evening, Alan.
Alan, do you want me to, Ian, do you want me to translate what that person said?
Yeah, go on. What did they say?
They said something about get rid of Kath, and I agree with them for a complete different reason.
Oh, go on.
Go on.
This is controversial. This has turned into controversial.
Right? Remember when you went on holiday or wherever, and Kath was filling you in with that other girl?
Yeah.
Good.
She,
She's in
her 50s. What's the right word? She insulted Miller crying. She insulted the Messiah. And I can tell you who she insulted. Not me. Jordan Peterson. She insulted him.
That bell end.
Who's Jordan Peterson?
How
a bell
dare
end.
You say such a thing?
It's only words, mate. If you like Jordan Peterson, you know it's just words.
Yeah, but what? Why do you not
are
like
you butthurt about it?
Oh, is he? Oh, he's no. the. Oh, he's the no. guy that speaks up for men that don't yeah. have sex?
Yeah.
Oh, I
no,
see.
I'm religious. I can't have sex till marriage.
Just as well, eh?
I don't believe a word of this, Alan. What's your real name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manchester and my name's Alan.
OK, but you can't be as thick as you're coming across as.
Right, you're going to be calling me thick because I voted for Brexit in a minute. You'd be like, oh,
oh you're, this is a spoof call.
For Brexit.
No, I don't care. I know people who vote for Brexit. I don't think you're thick because of that. I think you're thick because of everything you said up until this point. But you're doing a character because no one could be as dumb sounding as you are. Just tone the voice down a bit because it sounds too thick.
All right, is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Go on.
All right, can I tell you something else?
Of course you can, mate. I've accidentally pressed the cut-off button. Let's go to Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hello,
oh,
Nigel.
I was watching Iron Man, so I rang up. The signal wasn't bad.
The signal's terrible. You sound very... Is your phone near your mouth?
No, it's the part of the house that's bad.
Could you go to a part of the house where we can hear you, Nigel?
I'll try my bedroom then. I'll try my bedroom.
Okay.
Oh, I'm feeling ever so tired. I've gone back on my antidepressants now.
Has the doctor told you to do that?
Yeah. No, I hadn't stopped. They were due today, you see, so I haven't stopped taking them.
Okay.
I had missed 2 days. Now okay. I took one, but now I'm
okay.
quite
as long
tired.
As long as you're following your doctor's suggestions, that's
yes.
That's
I've only had one, and that was at six o'clock.
Well, I'll say yeah. again: as long as you just follow what your doctor yeah. says, that's all. That's all I'll say.
But you can take one and a half if you want to.
Nigel. Listen, I can't really talk about how much and when you should or shouldn't take your medication.
I know how much to take because I've been on a long time, so
follow,
I know what I'm doing.
Follow your doctor's instructions,
yes.
All right?
I always do, yeah.
Good. Well, all right. What? How's things today?
Okay. The photo's on...
yeah, we retweeted it. The photo of you and Helen Grant.
It's on Twitter now, yeah. And someone put it onto my Facebook for me.
Yeah, we retweeted it. It's a good picture.
Retweeted it where?
On Twitter. We retweeted it on Twitter, yes.
Onto your page?
Well, I it was
yeah.
on Twitter.
Your Twitter?
Yes.
With the tick?
Yes.
Well, your one's got a tick. That's
my one's
the
got a tick.
You.
My one's got yeah. The way you can tell mine and Catherine's Twitter apart is my one's got the tick and Catherine's hasn't.
No.
Despite her trying many, many
did
times.
Did Catherine get my message last night because I tweeted Catherine?
I don't know.
Did you, Catherine?
No.
It said Catherine Boyle, and it's got the recording of me singing a song on it as well. The video.
Oh, we get thing is we both get so many tweets. It's always hard, and I never watch videos or click on links.
No,
by the way,
one of your recordings is on Catherine's page.
Okay, well she. What I'm saying is we don't really get time to click on links and look at videos. And can I just say to everybody asking me, can you follow me so I can DM? No. Because here's the thing. Every time I've DM'd someone, A, it's either been sexually inappropriate, or B, it's just not been worth it. And I did one the other day. Someone said, "Can you DM me? It's about about a film." And I went, and I did, and it wasn't worth it. So no, I don't know. There's no. I'm not going to follow anyone to DM. I'm really, really sorry. There's a reason I don't do that. There's a reason I don't have a public email. There's a reason why you guys can't message me. You can phone me 3 hours every night.
It's go on. It's my birthday on Monday.
Happy birthday!
Until Monday.
Oh, in that case.
I bought myself a card.
Okay, well.
And I put Mum on it, so to pretend it's from Mum, so I thought it's appropriate. I said it comes from Mum.
That's a lovely thing to do. That's a lovely thing to do.
And Mum and Dad, actually, I put on there.
That's a lovely thing
so
to do.
I've got something to remind me of Mum, and it's got a push bike on it.
A fish bike?
A cycle on
a
it.
A push
you
bike.
Know,
a push bike. I thought it was a fish bike. Fish can't ride
fish
bikes.
Bike.
Billy Bass might be able to, but no one else.
They used to call them push bikes, didn't they?
Push bikes back in the old days. Which is weird, because you didn't really push them. You'd ride them.
Cycles.
You called them ride bikes.
I'll tell you what, I've got some presents from Christmas that I haven't even opened yet, because I spent a lot on myself at Christmas just to cheer myself up.
Yeah.
I've got these model aeroplanes, the Harrier, 148-scale Harrier, I've not started.
Oh, beautiful.
I think I've got a Spitfire. These are bigger ones, they're not the tiny ones.
Yeah.
And I've got a stealth bomber, quite a big stealth bomber.
Yeah.
But what I bought Christmas, which I haven't even opened yet, is for $19.99 was, what is it now, Wonder Woman doll. You know the figure from the film?
Yes.
It's a proper figure. It looks like a real person.
Nigel, you've got a CD player, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, I've got several, yeah.
Okay, all right. Just wondered. All right, Nigel. Well, listen, it's...
What for?
I just wondered. Yeah. Listen, it's good. So your birthday's on Monday, yeah? Well, then Monday night is Nigel's birthday special.
Shall I do a song on Monday, then?
Yes,
please. With a karaoke machine, some backing.
Yes.
A proper song.
That would be nice. All right, listen, we're going to go, because I want to get one more call in before we finish the show. Have a lovely weekend, Nigel, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
I haven't sung before.
Beautiful. All right, give us a new one.
I'll do one on Monday, then.
All right. Good. See you later, Nigel. Have a good weekend, mate.
Have a nice weekend, Ian.
Bye-bye.
What's bubby bye?
Baby hungry.
Oh, don't.
Baby hungry, mummy. Baby hungry, mummy. Feed baby with booby milk, mummy.
All right, that'll do.
Good evening, Dreamweaver.
Good evening.
It's all kicking off tonight.
You're talking about booby milk. I used to have that all the time.
Well, so did I, but when I was like naught.
Oh, I never got it.
I had it for 5 years when my partner had my children, and I had it for five years.
Did you go, baby hungry, mummy? Baby hungry, mummy. Did you?
I'm not going to go into my private conversation.
Oh, but you're not saying no, Dreamweaver.
Sorry?
You're not saying no.
He's a dirty man. Baby hungry,
I'm not saying anything at all. I'm just saying I used to say lovely things to her.
What would you say
to
your partner you were an adult so you could suckle on her breast? Tell us the lovely things you would say. Let's hear it.
Well, with my firstborn, I used to suckle on the other breast, and then he used to
nurse me off. Not at the same time?
Yes. Is that weird?
A bit.
Flipping it, man.
Well, we were all hugging. We used to do naked Celtic yoga together. We have two children, and we used to do all of that together. That was seen as weird. And
Yes.
But my children were taken away from me. You know all about that.
Yeah,
sorry.
There we go. That's all right. But what would you say to her to be allowed to partake in the life juice from mummy's breast?
Nothing. It would just be lots of hugs and
just work your
and
way
lots
down.
Of nurturing.
Here's the thing.
Which people don't do.
They don't. And here's the thing. This is how a lot of the best fun is had, is just by... just gently working your way down, going a little bit further than you meant to, and just seeing what happens. And more often than you're not, you'll find that there is no resistance.
Wow.
Did you say going down further than you should do?
That's exactly what I said.
He said a lot of things that he shouldn't have said.
Phew, blimey.
Do you know what we're talking about?
I'm blushing now.
Not as much as Martin Kellner, who's just walked in.
Goodness me.
So go on. Listen. So what have you called in for, you mucky boy? Well, are you hungry? Are you hungry for mummy?
I've been at the gym and swim and sauna tonight. And wow. I've come back to my flat. And I've listened, put on the radio, I listened to a bit of reggae, UB40, for a little while, and I thought, band. Ian and Cass, I need to listen to them.
Yes, correct.
And then I heard some guy ranting on about this and that, and that. Why do people involve themselves in so much of this that's going on, instead of focusing on themselves? Which
focus on your spirit.
Within you,
focus on
it?
Your chakras.
Focus on yourself.
Focus on your chakras and your pineal gland.
Oh.
Your third eye. Or is it your fourth? I get confused.
Where's your book? I need to have your book for a while. I'd love to write some stuff in that book.
Oh, I forgot about the book. We'll have to do it. Dreamweaver, thank you very much indeed. Some gyms are open 24 hours a day now.
What for?
Weirdos like that.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.